Now, we both learnt French at school, didn't we? And I don't know what your experience was, Tom, but I think mine was an example of how not to learn a language. I mean, all we did was endless and apparently pointless translation, dictation and grammar exercises, which, in retrospect, I see may indeed have served some purpose, but at the time, that was never explained.
That all sounds very familiar. And it's not until you acquire some familiarity with pedagogical issues like methods of language acquisition, for example, that it dawns on you what it was all for. But frankly, I'm not sure the teachers themselves had a clear purpose in mind. They just went through the book, page 1 to page 364.
They seem more interested in finding a way of shutting up a potentially rowdy class rather than actually providing us with the tools for expressing ourselves or functioning in a French-speaking society.
And we never really had any opportunity for oral practice. In fact, I don't think we even knew how to pronounce the words. Maybe the teacher didn't either. I think if I hadn't already been to France and heard real live people speaking French, I don't think I'd have realised from classes at school that it was actually a living language. Imagine. And France is just across the channel.
No, it seemed a bit like Latin, didn't it? And do you remember reciting the verbs off parrot fashion in chorus with the rest of the class? Like chanting. It was quite a laugh, actually. I suppose because it gave us a chance to let off steam a bit.
Well, I missed out on that. Our teachers seemed to discourage any form of expression whatsoever. But it sounds pretty embarrassing.
Oh no, it wasn't really, as we were all in the same boat. So we all just shouted out the past tense together. It all seemed fairly meaningless at the time. But I must say there are some things, like standard verb endings, for example, that have kind of stuck in the mind for life. Presumably all that repetition just drives it in somehow.
Did your teachers use visual aids at all?
Well, from time to time there were some pictures in the course book, which our teacher would get us to describe, and sometimes they served as a springboard for discussion. It's just a pity there weren't more of them.
Most of ours didn't bother, really. But then I remember this one teacher, who was a bit younger than the rest. I mean, in his 30s, I suppose, who decided to liven up the lessons with slides. So he brought in this projector one day and spent some time setting it up in the classroom. And of course, we all got quite excited. But when we saw the slides, we just cringed. It was a dated cartoon strip. I think it was Tintin, with really inane captions. They didn't go down well.
Your poor teacher. And I bet he'd made a real effort. He'd probably spent hours preparing. It's things like that put them off for life. But you don't realise that as children, do you? But anyway, when I see what goes on in a language classroom now, it's like chalk and cheese. Group work, pair work, oral skills, communicative strategies, all these things are practised, sometimes at the expense of basic grammar, of course.
Well, from what I see, overall teachers seem to have become conscious that the whole point of learning a language is to be able to use it in some way, whether speaking or writing. But I don't think we should underestimate the importance of grammar. Because, after all, it's grammar that holds the words together, to make meaning come across out of those words.